Welcome to the Shanghai Reality Show. It is July 22, 2025, that we are pre-recording this. My name's Nancy Hopkins, and with me is Mark Joseph. Derek's not here today, but we have a guest. And Anya is, sorry about
Angela.
that, Angela is somebody that Mark came across. And so, Mark, do you want to, tell the story of how you thought she would be a good fit for this program? And when I looked at her website, I was like, oh yeah, I want to talk to her. She sounds really interesting. So can't Angelina, we are very glad you're here. And I'm going to just let Mark say hi to everybody and to essentially give a little promo as to how he found you and then introduce you. Okay, so Mark, are you there?
Yeah, hi Nancy. Hi Angela.
Hey there.
Glad to be back on the show after a little hiatus. yeah, I was every once in a while I get this pull into to look further into something. And a couple few months ago it was biogeometry. So I broke out all the books and then kicked off all the podcasts and interviews of Dr. Karim and daughter Doria, which can be found easily on YouTube or the podcast apps, just like this one we're recording here. And I've taken the basic foundation course and was interested in merging, as I do with other approaches, merging Shungite with biogeometry. And it's been done before. People who want to look into that can go into the Shungite Reality Facebook group. And of course, over the years, on this radio show since 2014, the show's had three different biogeometry people. And one of them from LA has a good presentation on using both, actually. and so in my search and reading and listening to biogeometry updates and refreshing my courses, I wanted to delve more into the material as far as the physical material of the tools that they have. And I think last year I bought some from New York and whatever the local retailers are. And you go to the site and you can buy from international. And then there's one in, like, I think Southern California. I think even one I'm in Silicon Valley, but more like towards a little bit farther. And there was a shop that was closer to me. It's like, oh, that's only like I don't know, half hour north from where I'm at, and made some purchases. And oh, why don't I just save on shipping and then purchase, pick it up in person. And I did that, and got my because I wanted to because it was all about the other than using Shungite, I wanted to use the biogeometry tools on the usual, smart meter, microwave, TV, any kind of electronics. And like, why not add more things to it? And I think for a while, I added it to the Wi-Fi, one of the letters, which Angela can detail. And it did help. Like, I noticed dreams getting better, sleep getting better. And so I went in, and then, see, her site is taroleafacupuncture.com. And I went there in person, and it was the place was lush, as far as the garden, and it's like a mini forest almost. And it's like, oh, somebody's been using biogeometry on their environment. And got to meet Angela. She's very, very cool. And offered her to come on the podcast, and she checked out the Rumble and the cosmicreality.net archives. And yeah, from there, like, she, I don't know, she well, she can tell us if she got in, how, if she knew about Shungite beforehand or after. Angela, did you want me to read your website introduction here or about page, or did you want to just go into
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, did you want me to read your website, like the intro there? I
Yeah,
forgot.
sure, go ahead.
Okay. So at taroleafacupuncture.com, It says, "Welcome to Taro Leaf Acupuncture. I am excited to offer neoclassical acupuncture combined with other holistic modalities. My approach is gentle and perfect for supporting people of all ages, including adults and children. Since our focus is to treat the body as a whole, we are not bound by symptoms and conditions. Your body has an amazing innate ability to heal itself. I am tremendously blessed to support you and your healing journey." And that's at the home page and at the about page. "Mission and philosophy to discover wholeness. Our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made, created to have self-healing abilities, and is complete with a vast network of connecting reflexes, conduits, streams, wells, and meeting points. The challenge is living in today's crazy world filled with ever-increasing levels of toxicity, damaging our environment. Our mind and bodies are burdened by the fast-paced society. We are hindered in our ability to restore and gain balance. My mission and goal is to support you and your discovery to bring wholeness back to the body, mind, soul, emotions, energy, and spirit. To respect each individual at all levels and to empower all who come with tools for daily support." And yeah, the next portion is why you chose the name Taro Leaf, but maybe I can leave it up to you to detail. But yeah, that's a great introduction as far as opening up people to a new world and also some familiar things that, of what we are and what we can do. So go ahead and take it away. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mark, for inviting me to your podcast and interview. And hi, Nancy, thank you so much. This is my first time being interviewed, so I trust that all that needs to be shared, we shared, and I'm very excited. So let's see, where should I start? I guess as a child, I always felt the suffering in the world and really wanted to help people. But as I grew, I got into actually my undergrad was architecture, and I got really sick. And so my mom had always given me alternate medicine, Chinese medicine. And so I started looking into it, and I found a place in ACTCM in San Francisco. So that's how I got into acupuncture. And fast forward, during COVID, before COVID, so I had my child in 2013, and every year, every month, we would get sick. And I was wondering what's wrong for 5 years. And then during COVID, as I walked up the street, I saw the cell tower on top of the church steeple. So I was like, oh, that must be it, because we've been healing ourselves with herbs and acupuncture, and we're still getting sick. And so that's when my friend recommended biogeometry, and it was life-changing, really. Before I took the class, I had bought the cube and the home kit, and the change was very subtle. I noticed a difference, but I didn't really feel a big difference. But when I took the class, before the class, I saw the bees were dying. Nothing was really growing in my garden. But the class was about 3 weeks long, and by the end of the 3 weeks, the bees were back. I saw the bees were back. I didn't connect the dots, but and we both me and my son were sick free for the next 2 years. So that was an amazing change for us.
Excellent. Thank you.
Hold on, I want to ask you. What was it, a device? You said the cube. Can you explain exactly what you were working with when you saw that difference?
So when you take the class, they teach you how to measure energy with a pendulum, and but what they have for sale is a home kit that includes a square cube and different shapes where you could place on the windows, because the windows and the doors are kind of like the portals where energy comes in. So you have objects where you can shape on, put place on the windows and doors, and also on your electrical panel, You can place it on the Wi-Fi and also the water. So when I took the course, you could measure where exactly would give the strongest life force energy, they call BG3. And I think that's when the change really happened.
Yeah, thank you, Angela. I wanted to read too in your about page. You do list some of your little bit of the about you. That you're a California licensed and nationally certified acupuncturist, practicing acupuncture, herbal medicine, and massage therapy since 2012, and you received your Master's of Science in Traditional Chinese Medicine at the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine, and you earned those certificates for orthopedic massage with over 900 hours of training there. Clinical experience includes community and auricular clinics there, stroke and spinal cord injury rehabilitation clinic at the California Pacific Medical Center in San Francisco, but the Yuyang Hospital of Integrated Traditional Medicine and Western Medicine in Shanghai. You're also certified in muscle channel technique. And yet, list the qualifications further there. I don't know, maybe you can fill in the blanks of the rest of the. It's harder to read on the about page.
Oh yeah, I've learned so many systems, and they've really supported me in my growth in the practice. But the latest system that I'm working with is called neoclassical acupuncture, and the person who developed it, his name is Slate Barris. He rediscovered, I guess, from the classical texts that there's actually six elements. Oftentimes we have five elements, but there's actually a six elements that haven't really been included. And so what he did was he actually found a whole algorithm of how, like what each point actually treats, like which meridian, which and we have lots of combinations that could occur in each person. So can be very custom. And with just one needle, you can see immediately the changes through palpation and the effects. And patients have really felt a lot better with it. So that's my latest technique that I'm using.
So with that, did you take the advanced biogeometry course too, or just the
Yes,
foundation?
I took the advanced biogeometry and I took the ASW, which is the prerequisite to being a a home practitioner where you actually go into people's homes to harmonize their house.
Oh, that's almost like a building biologist then.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating. I would love to continue to actually be able to help people with their homes because the house is really reflects us, who we are, and whatever's in it is really us. So and there's so many connections, like the house with the plumbing system is kind of like all our meridians, and if anything is blocked, we just clear it.
Yeah, a lot of questions with that. I guess from where you guys were getting sick monthly, and then you found out about the cell tower, then you took biogeometry, and then that opened a whole different world of the invisible, like Arthur Furstenberg, the invisible rainbow.
Yes.
So from solving, or maybe you could give us more detail of like the bridge between, it being more successful now, the application, and combining your modalities at home to where the cell tower wasn't an issue anymore. Of because I mean, I took the foundation course, and it's not just the tools that they sell on, that you sell on your website. Those are foundational too. But if you take the course, there's other things you can do in your room, like, the quarter round is one of them. It's like everything. We just did a show in Cosmic, the other podcast called Cosmic Soup, on the black cube, as far as that being the makeup of the modern world and how the energy that's projected in a room to the person is not healing and not conducive. And there's ways, like for example, if you go to the hardware store and buy this it's like a long pole, but it's called a quarter round, I think, and put it in the corners of the room, then the energy that flows in the room is a lot more fluid and helpful to the body. And then there are the I have the cube too, and I have the pendant, and then the L, which the pendant has all of these. It's all about the life force flow of each organ, and you have those shapes in the pendant. Yeah, maybe you could give us some details about the experiences, the successes, personally, and the friends and family, and just further revelations you've had with even with acupuncture and your other modalities. So there's a lot of playroom there
Yeah,
to get into.
there's a lot. I guess when I first the one of the books that I bought is called Biosignatures, and Dr. Ibrahim Karim, has that's a book that he came up with, and the signatures correspond to different organs in your body, and the lines are how, like, the direction of the lines is actually kind of resembles the movement of chi in each of the organs. So there was one night where I woke up at 3 a.m. and I was wheezing. I had asthma as a child, and it healed, but I was starting to wheeze again, and I was like, "Oh, what is this?" And I just sat down and I started drawing some of the signatures, and for the lungs. And I think within 5 to 10 minutes, my wheezing was completely gone. So that was one of the first amazing healing from biogeometry. And another thing is my garden. I feel like I kind of hit a spot where I had a, well, going back to taro leaf, why it was named taro leaf is I really had a connection with Hawaii, and I loved the laulaus and the taste of the taro leaf wrapping the pork. And so it just it has so much nutrients for us, and so that's how the name taro leaf came. But after biogeometry, going back to that, and harmonizing my home, I had planted a passion fruit. And then that one spot, just from one vine, it spread all the way to the front and to the back, all along the whole fence. And so that was, I felt like that was like magic. So the garden has really taken off. And I actually, right now, have to find time to trim it down. It's pretty big now.
Can I get you back to the fundamentals, because you're talking about different geometric forms that influence energy. Everything does, but I mean everything is energy, and everything out there will affect other energies. It's just the nature of stuff. But you're talking about specific geometric forms that, when introduced, can create marvelous miracle situations, and magic or miracles are simply thought and action. Okay, so my question to you is, w in what way were you introducing these geometry this geometric smorgasbord? Was it with just pictures, or was it with apps, actually objects that took on the shape?
Oh, okay. So I guess I was basically, with once you take the foundation class with the biogeometry, you can measure energy and you can move objects to different spaces where it would highlight, I guess, a life force in the space. You could also place a color, like a color dot on a potted plant, and by placing it in the right spot, it would also highlight the energy in that plant. Does that answer the question? So that's one of the techniques. And yes.
Okay, so essentially, even a drop of color changes things.
Yes.
Okay, because I've got a house that looks like, well, Mark could tell you, it looks like some museum or some kind of a, place they sell this stuff, because I've got it all over the place. And one of the things that I became aware of very early in the energy sensitivity game was that with these hundreds of knickknacks, and I'm talking about wonderful sculptures of eagles and tigers and elephants and that sort of thing, but also powerful, powerful gemstones and a lot of pyramids and squares and rectangles. And the thing that I really w be sort of got my attention was that when I was cleaning, because to clean here, people say, why does it take you so long to clean? Because I have to touch every one of these things. I have to clean it. And in doing so, I will move things around. And so after I clean, not only is it clean, but the energy is all shifted. So my feeling is that you set up an environment, and that environment, even though it's perfect at the time, can kind of go stale. And you have to look at it as a living being kind of thing. It makes changes. And if you are astute enough to say, something's off, just start moving things around, but pay very much attention to what you're feeling. I virtually got to a point where I would make a shift into some one of these things, maybe a few of them, and the last one that I would put up there, I would cautiously put it up very slowly, because when everything clicked in the energy started to be sympathetic with each other and to really make the changes that were required at that time, I would hear a click. Audibly in my head, I hear this click. And so I knew that the energy is so incredibly real that everything you do. I mean, one time somebody said, the most important thing you can do is keep your house clean. Because if your house is clean, it's not cluttered. And clutter confuses the energies. It's not purposeful. It's chaotic. And I thought that was really interesting. But I mean, I'm going through this because I want my listeners to kind of get a feeling for, what we're talking about here. We're just talking about very simple things. But each of these things has an important connection to everything else in the cosmos. Are you agreeing with me here? Do you think
Yes,
that's
that
the.
is, that's absolutely true. I think the last 5 years, I actually had a lot of clutter. So I've been clearing and cleaning, and the energy is shifting and changing, and I have to re-look at the my biogeometry products and see how, they fit in the different spaces. And so it's everything that has a powerful, every shape has an energy that it's emitting. And sometimes when they're too close to each other, there's a little bit of interaction. So I agree, totally agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, that interaction is called resonance. And what I say is that quantum entanglement, the connections to, like, for instance, in Shungite, everybody who has ever even touched Shungite has a connection to the mother lode in Karelia. So I do something different with Shungite or have an experience with it. That mother lode knows that experience. And the learnings from that experience is available for everybody else. But resonance is when you have two energies that start to affect each other's vibration. And so I have this little saying, and you might want to think about it, because I thought when I heard, because somebody, it's like you get a whisper in your ear. And It's that quantum entanglement keeps everything together, but resonance makes it move. And so that's why I say a lot of times things will go stale. The energy is blocked for whatever reason. And the environment doesn't want to be there. It wants to be live and vibrant. So what other tools do you have that you can actually influence the environment like that?
What other tools?
I suppose we should tell them, go look at the products and you'll see.
Good question. Yeah, well, I mean, what I guess biogeometry also opened me to a lot of other modalities and in terms for energy, and one of the classes I took afterwards is called House Whispering. And so, I mean, in addition to tools, there's so many tools that we have, but through House Whispering, it really had me look into myself. And from his perspective, is we can change the environment just from looking within and seeing what is it in us, what are we resonating with? What's the energy in us that we're attracting? And then why are we attracted to this house and this type of resonance? So that's, I guess, another tool is really ourselves. And even if we're using the pendulum to measure energy, we are actually the pendulum and we're measuring it ourselves, like what you were saying.
That's interesting. I mean, the more you learn about different modalities, the more you it's like a jigsaw puzzle. You can see how they all fit together, and that enhances your understanding of everything else. So, Mark, did you want to? You had, I think you had asked her, you know, about experiences other people may have had with it, or just, you know, sort of like. Run down your testimonials because that's the way that we got the Shungite moving. It was people's own experience with it. And I'm sure you must have had many, many, but in your case, the first thing that you dealt with was your own home and your own garden. And to be able to bring the bees back and bring back the life force and everything, that's incredibly important to every single human being. Is there things that you can tell them to think about doing that would enhance that? And go to any detail you want.
Let's see. Yeah, there's so many. I would say, well, maybe look at what their story is. All of us, we all have our own story, and what are the problems we're dealing with? And so I think from that will take you to the direction of, well, where can I start finding a solution and figuring out what needs to be solved. And so from that standpoint, I think everybody really has is you know the solutions are available to everyone freely. And so I mean, another thing that I was also dealing with was my eyesight was at negative 10, or some say negative 1,000. So nearsighted, pretty deep. And I felt like I was blind. And every time I saw the optometrist, they'd be like, "Oh, you know, just be careful if I forgot the name, but like, if you start getting flashes, you know, you could end up being blind or something like that." And so I was, you know, always kind of worried about the eyes. And so after since doing biogeometry, oh, okay, yeah, they have one tool which you can spin colors into your surrounding. And I think that's not available to the public, but once you take the foundation class, you can purchase it. It's and when I did that, I felt some clarity in my vision. So I was like, oh, maybe I can heal my vision. And also from the class, I learned about Jacob Lieberman, and he has a book called Take Off Your Glasses and See. So after reading that book, I'm like, okay, let's give this a try. And we went camping for 1 week. So I took off my glasses, felt really blind for the entire week. And from the book, it talks about how, when our vision gets worse, there was probably a trauma that we had experienced. And so when we put on our glasses, new glasses, that covers up our trauma, but it's still there. It's somewhere in your body. It doesn't go away, but you think the problem is gone. And so by taking off your glasses, you may remember them again. Those memories may surface, and by allowing them to clear your vision, you may see new things. And so after that first week, I decided, oh, I ordered glasses with different prescriptions, and I started cutting it down, and I went directly to negative 600. And as soon as my vision got clearer, I went down to the next one and kind of forced myself a little bit to experience some blurriness and exercise my eyes, and got down to 500. And so now I'm at 400, negative 400. But that was kind of an amazing journey, and I feel like there was a lot of emotions that were kind of bottled up. So all the things that we've experienced, and by remembering them again and allowing them to release, it really cleared up a lot of distortions or negativity.
Yeah, I had a question about that because I wore glasses and then I did the whole thing too of the clinic would write a prescription, but then I looked into this thing called N myopia and they said just have them lower it a little bit, and even in Asian countries they would already do it, like Japan and I think China, they that's a regular practice for them, and I've been able to reduce a lot more too, like 2 levels down I think. How often did you change, like, from one level down to the next level? Like, how would you know? And then did you use any of the biogeometry signatures to help with the eyes? Because I thought about that, like, how can I? Because it's Dr. Karim's biogeometry book, which I recommend to everybody, because they have what the signature is how the life force flows, and it's a drawing of that flow. And if you put that drawing on your body of where that organ is or whatever it is, it does help to align or Angela could probably describe it better than I can, but you can just draw the biogeometry signature on you. Or if you don't want to draw it, you want to get as close to the original, you photocopy it into a tiny thing and then just tape it on your body, or on people write it on medical tape. There's some biogeometry groups on Facebook where they give all sorts of ideas. I mean, they take different metal wiring and twist it into the biogeometry signature and wear it. Yeah, there's just so many places to go with that. Not necessarily just with biogeometry, but you could go into, your profession, their acupuncture and other approaches too.
Yeah, so there were many things that once I decided I was going to go 2020. This was actually in 2020 in July, and my first thought was, okay, this is going to take a year, but it actually take the I mean I'm still in it. It's been 5 years, and I think the beginning was easy to just I dropped from like just 1,000 to 600 pretty quickly. I think maybe because I. The at those higher levels, it was really every time I saw the optometrist, they just kept going higher. So, and they're like, oh, I tell them it's too strong, and they just tell me, oh, you'll get used to it. So, the other way around. Like, so I would wear at 600, it was still kind of blurry. So I was trying to just get used to it. And I got used to it until it felt clear enough so that I could drop down a little bit every time and then like experience a little bit of blurriness and then wait till that gets clear. And in between, I'm doing a lot of different things to heal myself because the eyes, all the organs, the eyes are connected to all different organs and every like, so it could be your weakness in your liver or your kidney, or even your stomach. And so just using acupuncture to heal that area, and as well as biogeometry signatures, there's eye massages, different activities where sort of like you're telling yourself to go right, but you actually go left. So kind of reworking your whole nervous system. And so throughout these 5 years, I've also come across many mind body spirit systems such as Acunect and Cogno Movement. And I think those were two of the main ones. But really, so the Cogno Movement is working on your nervous system to heal. And Acunect was actually created by an acupuncturist, and he connected it with body talk. So our bodies are take information literally. It doesn't really tell whether or not you're joking or you're telling the truth. So let's say I say, "Oh, I hate to see this." I'm actually telling my eyes, "Yeah, you don't want to look at this anymore." And maybe that could eventually, by having those kind of thoughts, eventually weaken my vision. So working with body talk and the latest words were really let's see, it's safe for me to be seen, because I felt like maybe throughout my whole childhood I was very shy and I didn't want to be go to parties, I didn't want to talk to people, and maybe I didn't feel safe. So just by saying that kind of opened up another level as well. So there's lots of fun. I mean, healing is actually so fun. There's lots of different modalities and different ways to work at it.
Yeah, definitely.
Just let me jump in here for a second. I'm sorry, I'm a little slow on the mute. The one of the things that I tell people in your business, my business, because they may not have heard it, was that the Russians, whereas over here we looked at the genetics and DNA, and only 20% of it is considered, I mean 10% of it actually is considered to be viable that does anything. And so, no, 20%. And because it's like, well, the rest of it they don't even look at, they say. Over in Russia, they looked at the entire grouping, including the junk DNA that they kept not wanting to tell us what was all in it. But during excuse me, during this research, they discovered that the number one thing that would change DNA was the human voice. And ever since I've learned that, I've been very careful about what I say. Yes, what I think too, but re really, make sure you don't say things that are essentially in the negative energies, because that will manifest. But if you say positive things, that will manifest. So the more you rant and rave about this, that, or the other thing, all you're doing is giving power to that thing instead of saying, "You're nothing, go away." It's amazing, and it's so simple that people forget. It's like they kind of need, I don't know, ceremony or something to really get into modalities instead of listening to the little secrets that you can bring into your life that will change everything, including the words you use.
Yes, exactly.
I wanted to just share that. You probably did. Have you ever heard about that before?
I haven't heard about that, but yes, I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I was agreeing with the Russians, but I was also impressed that they were able to determine it. The most potent thing for changing DNA. You know, if you say, well, I've got leukemia, well, all you're doing is enforcing it.
Right.
You know, if you say, they said I have leukemia, let's see, I'm going to get rid of this stuff. You know, it's not something I'm going to want. And you proactively start to say, there's so many ways, and you really have to find your own way of thinking and saying, okay, leukemia is an energy field. Energy comes in two forms. It comes as an energy field, and it comes as the particles that make up the energy field. So what I do, if I have something I want to get rid of, I look at it, I really look at it in my mind, and I say, okay, you're a wave. I want the wave to collapse. And in my mind, I see this image of this sort of like cloud, let's call it a cloud, of electromagnetic energies. And it just stops being there. And it just, all these particles, these protons, these proto energy fields come out. And then I say, okay, now go back as a perfect form. And yes, you have to do this a few times to because it'll drop off. It'll go back to the old program, but you can do it. And I've had a lot of luck just doing that type of look at it. Don't run away from it, but just change it, because you can't destroy energy, but you can transmute it. So, Mark, I'm sorry I interrupted you. Unless Anya, Angela, what's that, Anya? Angelo,
No
is there
problem.
something you would you like to comment on that? You know, I'm a talker. I tell people lots of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember in my childhood, like it just felt like a broken record. I had these things just get, I was holding on to so much, and it just kept turning and turning. And in my practice, when I started acupuncture, my patients would tell their story, and it would just be the same story over and over. So yes, we definitely like. They'll stay in our story. So, from that perspective, it's like, do you really want to change, or we're actually creating our reality, and we're creating the resonance that's surrounding us.
Yeah, absolutely. I was wondering if you wanted to share some of your I mean, you did list a customer testimonial on your website, but any highlighting stories that illustrate the approaches you use, acupuncture, biodrometry, what have you, the others you mentioned that and also if somebody wanted to work with you, whether online or in person, what are the options for that?
Okay, so let's see. With the neoclassical acupuncture, lately I did have one patient that had stroke, and he walked in. The two people were kind of helping him walk in, and they were stumbling to get to the massage table. And afterwards, one person was able to kind of he was able to walk a little bit himself. And with one person, and he sat down, and after a while, he actually walked up and stood there, and his caretaker was like, "Oh my God, what are you doing?" So I was pretty amazed with that. And another story was we're working with a child who's having some ear problems. She can't hear, and she's very young. We haven't done very much, but with her, she's about 4 years old, and I kind of combined. I basically do biogeometry with friends, so this is a friend, and I use biogeometry combined with the acupuncture, and not really needle her, but like looking at what is blocked in her system, and definitely she had quite a few blockages from, she had, fever at one point in her life, and from then on her hearing was off. So by clearing those blockages, the first time I saw her, she was just not really talking, like gibbering, yabbering a little bit. And the second time she came, she was, kind of sounding out a few more words. So that was pretty amazing to see. Really, we just have maybe some blockages in our body that we just need to clear out. And so those were some fun examples. And there's a lot of them. But if anyone wants to reach out to me, just shoot me an email or text me. I'm currently in El Cerrito, just renting a space in Hibiscus Spa. But I am actually in the process of looking for kind of a bigger space where I might be able to set up a community area where people could come f at a more affordable price.
And any more, as far as the shift from the foundational course in biogeometry to the advanced, and then you were able to upgrade tools and see further improvement. Maybe you could detail more about that of 'cause the cell tower thing, and then like what further improvements, and even in your garden too, just the increased growth and greenery and all that.
Let's see, the foundations was pretty wonderful. And then I took the advanced, and the advanced tools are much more powerful. And I think at some point I did a lot of trying to figure out the working the grid lines with the foundation from the advanced course. And it was more challenging for me actually. Because the tools are po more powerful and you need to be more exact in your placement of it, where if it's not on a strong life force location, it you could feel the energy is not feeling right. So, but anyways, I continue to take the pre-course to practitioner. And that opened up to more tools where, they would place an object on the doors, the portals, openings, and that would really open up, the energy in the space. So it's been an amazing journey, and I think there's still a lot for me to work on. There's just like so many fun things, so many fun modalities to play with. Just trying to find time to practice. But I would highly suggest and recommend that if anyone could start with a foundation, just go ahead and take that class because it would help with, if you are wanting to take a supplement but not really knowing whether or not that's good for you, you could at least measure whether or not that supplement is in resonance with your energy.
Yeah, because they do use it's called French radiesthesia, which you have the, I mean, not pendulums per se, but it's more their version, biogeometry's version. And maybe you could detail us the difference between dowsing and the biogeometry approach and tools. And if people want to keep it simple and practical, they can just get the biogeometry signature book, which you could get on Amazon super fast, and then just well, we can get into that later, but yeah, that's the most practical book because drawings for each organ and then putting it on your person, we can get into later. But oh, what did I ask initially? Yeah, maybe you could go off on that.
Okay. Yeah. So with dowsing, you ask questions with your pendulum, like yes or no, is this good or bad? But with biogeometry, you're not asking questions. You're just each pendulum is calibrated to its different energy. One of them is the BG16, which has 16 discs, and that measures sacred energy spots. It measures whether or not that it has BG3, a life force energy. And so if there is a life force, it would start spinning. And oftentimes I have something in the kitchen where I'm like, I'm not sure if I should eat this. So I'll check if it still has life force before I eat it. And yeah, there's many different techniques you can use, and some people even just use muscle testing. Like if you don't want to spend money on buying any products, you could learn muscle testing and see whether or not your body is strong or weak with it. Or and the basic idea is you connect with your own self. Like is no this way or is no that way? Like are you if you say no, are you stronger? Or if you say yes, stronger or weaker? And yeah, I think those are the main things. And yes, the Biosignature book is a really good one.
Great, thank you. Anything you want to get into as far as promoting your business, maybe your writings, what you're currently doing as far as progress of biogeometry, let alone your other approaches?
Well, I think I'm still currently like it would be nice to have a space. So I'm searching for my own space, and if anyone have any leads, feel free to reach out to me. And so that would be very helpful. Otherwise, I actually like for friends, I actually have them come to my backyard and I kind of set up a nice space. And what else can
But that can work pretty good too, because you have the your living space and even backyard, front yard, that's all has the biogeometry energy, the BG3, right?
Yeah, that is one of my thoughts. Like I've been trying to figure out how do I make it set it up nice enough to, I guess, welcome people in.
Look in terms of a gazebo.
Gazebo.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Make it simple.
Yeah.
Because if now the in your on your website, the pictures that you're showing are actually of your garden.
The main taro leaf image it is, but the other pictures is actually in Hawaii because that's actually where I want to be. But I'm trying to bring Hawaii here, so that's kind of what I felt like it. I'm trying to have like a tropical feel in the garden, and sometimes that's what I feel.
Yeah, well, if you put up a gazebo, first off, you don't have the maintenance of another building or any of that stuff. Keep it simple. Keep your forces together. Don't start doing all this stuff because that will tear away your focus, basically. But you keep it simple, and the benefit of doing like a gazebo is, yes, if it's a little rainy, you're going to be okay, which is kind of magical in and of itself. But you're inviting the nature around you inside the space too, and that is only going to be, I would think, very nurturing to people that do visit you.
Yes, that sounds very nice.
Easy
Thank you.
enough, easy enough. And I mean, you can go to a lot of expenses. Some of these things are pretty pricey, but also you don't have to. Try it out and see how it's working, and then if you want to get something a little bigger or whatever, then you can, but take each step simply. I've seen too many people take too big a step and then they get into a little trouble and then they, start to freak out. But if you just take it one step at a time, it's
Yeah, great.
like you'll choke if you don't take little bites. I have a question for you. I understand that you're into biogeometry, but you're not like a know-it-all. You haven't gotten all of the information. But one of the things you put on your website was biogeometry is also being applied in agriculture and animal farming to increase productivity while reducing the use of controversial chemicals and artificial treatments. I'd like you to talk a little bit about that, but I'd also like you to know how much experience you might have had with Shungite.
Let's see. Oh, well, I don't really have very much experience with shungite, actually. But I do have a few crystals. And what was the other question? Was the question was agriculture?
And animal husbandry.
Oh, well, I have chickens, and it has helped them in terms of well, one chicken, she actually couldn't walk, and I'm sure she likes to be on top of a tree, and she fell off, and I think she hurt her legs, and so I basically it was very simple. I just used some biogeometry to heal, to send spend like kind of spin some healing colors for her, and in the advanced class, you'll learn how to send healing energy distally. So I have her image, and I'm figuring out what the chicken needs, and she was able to walk again. So just in terms of that simple healing for the animals, but for water, I guess I also like basically the house is harmonized, so the water that's coming through the pipes in the system have BG3, so I think they get the benefit of that. So by harmonizing your space, they are actually pretty happy.
Interesting. We're just about an hour up. We can continue talking if you feel like you want to. I know this is your first show, but we can also end it if you feel like, well, maybe this is a good outing, but I don't want to pursue it anymore. It's up to you. You think about this for a second, but I do want to say something about shungite because I think that you're missing out on shortcut. All right. Excuse me. Shungite has got so many magical properties to it that a lot of the things that you're talking about can A, be done by shungite alone, or B, shungite will enhance everything you're doing. Now, why do I feel that I can honestly say that without any hesitation? Because shungite is a very special gift that came from the cosmos, came out of outer space. But I've been working on this for over a decade. And so many of the things that you would see in a garden, like, the bees coming back, can be done by painting the shungite on the roof and, doing other things that will bring it back naturally. I'm not saying that your modality that you're talking about is not very, very impressive. And I know that it makes a difference. I think everybody should pursue it. But in order to enhance those operations, I recommend shungite. And it's not expensive. You buy a bunch of shungite nuggets and you put three of them together and the magic starts happening. Their energy field interlocks with one another. If you put six, it's even different. If you put nine, it's even more. You change the energies and you can feel this. We've done, different readings on it, but if you're energy sensitive, or sometimes if you're not, you're going to feel the difference. So I recommend everybody just go to mysticalwares.com because I can guarantee that it's real and just spend a few bucks and get yourself some shungite nuggets. Now, there's other things on there that are even better. The shungite silver is, the best you're going to find of things that work fast, work big, but you don't need it. The shungite itself, the mother lode, what came from nature, is magical in and of itself. And by magic is defined as manipulation of energy. And that's all we're doing. We've got the molecule itself has been the most studied molecule ever. Because what's a molecule? Well, there's a 360 in it. And 360 is not, you can find it on Earth in very, very trace amounts near a lightning strike or in a meteorite hole. It's there, but nothing like you get into in the shungite. Every piece of shungite is imbued with the energy field of a 360, because the molecules, depending on what grade it is, there can be, 60 to 99 in elite, but elite has a different frequency that is not, in my opinion, as effective on the 3D physical environment, including our bodies. But most of it only has about a 30% ratio of it. But I have actually worked with pieces of it that there was hardly any C60, if any C60, because I can actually, I've got this ability to be able to see its molecular level or imagine what's there. But it seems to be very accurate. Nobody's ever corrected me on what I've seen. We figure out, I see things, and then we figure out a way to testing what I saw. And we've been extremely successful that way. But so it's this, the energy itself. That's why I say there's a quantum entanglement of shungite that is extremely powerful. There's other things too, but with the shungite, it's extremely powerful. The other thing that my listeners know about is that in February of 2020, there was a plasma ball that flew over Korolev, Russia, and exploded above the shungite field. And this is on film. The people that were there, I have contacts, and they said, yes, it happened. So it's a real thing. But what we detected is after this plasma ball essentially enhanced the energy field of the shungite field itself, every piece of shungite has gotten even more. I mean, I don't like to say powerful, it's just more energetic than before. And you can't look at something like that and think in terms of, well, that's interesting. It's more than interesting. It's impossible that you have something fall from Earth, fall to Earth from outer space, and it did this, billions of years ago, and now you got another one that hits exactly the same space and explodes over it. I mean, the odds are not there. I don't even know what. Probably it's not enough numbers to fill up what it would be. So it's something that was inspired by powers more powerful than us, let's put it that way. So I highly recommend that people actually do, just get yourself a little shungite and play with it. But don't dismiss it. Play with it. Give it, let's say, I don't want to say have faith in it, but play around with it. Just assume it's going to do the things we say, because reality is what you think it is. And if you're not willing to see it, if you just can't get to that point that a black rock would be doing all this stuff, well, I'll point to Mecca and the black rock that's in the cube that dominates the Islamic people, well, the people that believe in this, and because there's different levels of Islam. But those people, they absolutely believe in it, and their belief feeds it. But it's very, very powerful. I mean, some of them die going on the to Mecca to go participate in the circling the Kaaba there, the black cube in the middle of the square in Mecca. So I just wanted to point that out. And there's one other thing that I wanted, public announcement here. Derek's come up with another way of using shungite rubber. And Angela, if you've not worked with shungite rubber, which obviously you haven't, it's such a magical, delightful energy. You'll just have so much fun with it. But he's taken the shungite rubber because he had a problem with his elbow, and then he had a problem with his back, and he gets thinking about it, and he decides, well, I got to find a better way of attaching shungite rubber to my body so I don't have to, deal with it in any other way, but let's attach it. And what he discovered is that they have those things that you see on television commercials. I got to check my blood glucose because I'm a diabetic, and they pull out their phones and they can see it. Well, I kept thinking to myself, is this an implant? How are they getting the signal from the body like this? Well, it turns out all it is a little bit of a monitoring device that they attach to your skin by putting a sticky adhesive over it, but it's circular. So it's this circular stickum thing you put over this meter, and it stays on your body, just taking the from your own, electromagnetic signaling from the body. It's turning it into an understanding of what your blood levels are at. Well, he gets some of this stuff because the key is the sticky stuff, what's he call them, patches, the patches. Okay, so he did that, and now he's got them up for sale, and I highly recommend that, if just to have them around, because I've seen shungite rubber take away virtually every pain I've ever had. I used to go to a chiropractor every 3 to 4 weeks for 20 years, 25 years. And once I got into the shungite, I went back a couple of times just to check to make sure I was fine. And there was little adjustments, but nothing big. And that had been after like a year. So it's just an amazing healing modality. And now he's given us all the ability to have a much easier way of just applying it. Like my sister, she has some issues and she doesn't believe in shungite, and her husband thinks I'm crazy. But I said to her, she was complaining about her problems, and I said, look it, I'll send you something, but you gotta, at least try it. Because I've tried this before, and her husband is like, and she doesn't do what I tell her to do. So she said, yes. Okay. So he was in the, I went to order regular shungite, but he was telling me about this stuff. So I waited. So I finally, he finally gets it, and I had him send the pack. As a matter of fact, it's going to get there today, but send the package to her. And what she said to me, she came back, we were just messaging back and forth, and she said, have you ever seen a dog that would all of a sudden go into like a seizure? And I said, well, oddly, you should ask that, because yes, my dog used to do that. All of a sudden, he'd get this. I learned to read the signs, but his eyes would get really, really big, and they were full of fear. And as soon as I saw it, would see those eyes, I knew that the next thing that was going to happen is he was going to basically fall over. And his one side of his body would start to pull in, like he's having a seizure. So I don't believe in vets or doctors or any of that. I call somebody that works with animals, a psychic. And she looks at him, reads him, and she says, wow, he's got a big energy buildup. And she said, I'll get rid of it. And so she does. And twice more, I had to call her because it was happening. And then, and this is over a matter of months, like 6, 7 months between these things. And then I couldn't get a hold of her. And I said, there's got to be another way. And I remembered the shungite rubber, and I grabbed a pad of it, and I started going down his back, all the way from the top of his head, all the way down through his chest, just putting it on there, because I knew that shungite rubber balanced nature, balanced energy. And boom, he came out of the seizure. And I think there were two more times where, as soon as I saw his eyes go into that state of fear, I would virtually grab the shungite and go over him, and I could see his body was reacting like it wanted to go into seizure, but it didn't. And now he doesn't have the problem. But I'm also aware that he was probably had too much. He was the animals will take on our energy. And so now I became very, very cautious of not if I see that he's concerned about the way he's feeling I'm at, because he'll come over and he'll start staring at me. Then I go, okay, all right, apparently I'm irritated enough that you're picking up on it. Let me just breathe through this and get myself balanced. So he's being very helpful to me because I'm not getting into that state. But also, I think that that was one of the triggers for him, that he would just absorb that energy. And then he's got too much crap going on in his own energy body, and just, his body reacted by spazzing out. So, shungite rubber, you can get it. It's on the website now, and they're reusable. They're good for life. The only thing that's going to go bad is, of course, the sticky stuff that he gives you two of them per six of the discs, I think it is. But you can go to Amazon. You can buy these things wholesale. Like the diabetics, that's the way that they would buy them. So you can put it on all day and wear it all day, and maybe the next day, I don't know how far they've taken, how long it can last. Or you can put it on daily with a new patch, because you can buy the patches and they're inexpensive comparatively. So it's like a one-time investment to something that could be very important. But my sister messaged me about the dog, and I said yes. And I said, I actually, the shungite rubber I'm sending you would likely, it's a small dog, would likely be beneficial for this situation. I said, so what I would do is I would take one of those and tape it to his dog collar, so that he's always in the shungite rubber field, and any excess energy will just be balanced out. That's a godsend to me, because she might not do it for herself, but she'll try it for the dog. So if the dog gets healed of this situation, whoa, we've got another shungite advocate. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so it's a, it, while I've been talking or blabbering here, but I just really want people to understand how this is just such a shortcut to making some difference in your life, and to recommend that you give it a try. Angela, I really think that, anybody who's in this business should pay attention to shungite, because it will enhance everything you're doing. And I mean, chiropractors and acupuncturists and all sorts of people are actually using it. It's, a lot of people out there that have realized it's beneficial. So, anything, go ahead, I'm sorry.
That sounds amazing. I think I would definitely go get some and start playing with it.
Yeah. And anything else you'd like to add? Any even hints on what people should do to make their lives a little better?
Well, thank you so much for the interview. I'm really not a person of many words, but I would definitely say that we just look within ourselves. I mean, whenever we're having issues, just look within ourselves and see it. Everything is like a mirror of us. So, what is it that I am feeling and dealing with? And by healing ourselves, we can heal our environment.
That's very good advice, but unfortunately, most people are scared to death to do that. They're, you know, they're afraid of what they're going to find.
Right, that's true.
But hey, listen, when you're going through life, there's only one person who's going to know every thought, every fear, every desire, every happy, all of that is yourself. Yourself has got to become your best friend. So if you do something stupid, don't say, oh God, I don't want to think about that. I did something stupid. No, say, why did I do that? Question yourself on everything, because you'll begin to have a dialogue with your higher self and with your body. Your body is if you just start to study the physical capabilities of the human body, you gotta just be in awe of nature. The reason we have so much sickness is because we're always being bombarded by all this garbage negativity in so many ways. And our body doesn't have the ability to maintain its powers, its immune system, the ability to make mitochondria, which is your energy system. And yet, if you go out into the sun at dawn or dusk, you're going to build your meta your what did I just say? The mitochondria. You're going to build your mitochondria up. You change, keep your house clean. You're going to have a better environment to be able to really address who you are. What do you think? You meet somebody and you go, oh, I don't like them. Well, don't just say, I don't like them. Sit back, get into the observer's standpoint and say, why don't I like them? What was it I was picking up on? Don't judge you and don't judge them. Just look at it as an exercise in understanding energy. But you got to reach out for yourself, Find out who you are. So don't be scared. It's a great trip. And if you get into it, what happens is that you find the funny part of life. There's so many funny things that we do that you go, why did I do that? And it could be that you realize, well, it's because I wasn't focusing on what I was doing. I was thinking about something else. And you go, oh, well, I got to pay more attention to what I'm doing and, control that thing. I'm very guilty of that. Yeah. So there's things that you can do to make yourself better just by accepting the fact that you really need to be your own best friend. And Mark, did you have anything that you wanted to ask or say?
I'll just add to what you're saying that Shungite rubber has helped me a lot. I have one at home, two in the car for my back, and when I sit down too long, it's helpful for stomach aches for me. Let me see. And Angela does have Derek's book, so she can delve further into that. She has obviously the links to our Rumble videos and access to the podcast, and she has a few stickers, so definitely room to play with on that. And yeah, thank you, Angela, for being on. And I don't know, give us your website again. Anything else you wanna promote, how people can get a hold of you, and anything else?
And spell it out, please.
Okay, yes. It's www.tarotleafacupuncture.com. So www.tarotleafacu.com. And feel free to send me an email. The email is on the website, or call or even text me. Thank you very much.
Awesome. No, thank you for being here. It's always good to touch base with other people, pure, just other people, but also somebody who, you're still kind of new at it, but you are definitely somebody that should just gain success because you're new at it. You admit it. We're doing this together. We'll learn together. And there's a lot of people out there that without them, I never would have understood Shungite. So, be honest, be yourself, and you'll have a good time in life.
Thank you, Nathan.
How's your son doing?
Oh, he's doing great. Yeah, much better. We haven't been sick, with just some allergies, and we argue a lot. But then sometimes, like what you were talking about, we just look into ourselves and ask why. And if something doesn't feel right, what is it within me that I can change? And so we're working, a lot and learning about each other. Learning
Yeah.
about ourselves.
It's called life. A
Yeah.
good life.
Yeah,
Mark.
fun show. If you want to come back on and promote any updates, upgrades, or just chat. I mean, we're here, so it was fun. Thank you.
great. Thank you, Mark.
And if you want to put this up as a link on your website or whatever, it'll be in podcast archives and on Rumble. Okay, and I'll send you
Okay.
the links.
Great.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Appreciate you. Be safe, everybody out there. We will see you next time. I'm not sure when next time will be, but we'll get it together. Mark, you want to say good night?
Yeah, thanks everybody. See you guys soon.
Be safe. See you next time.
You have been listening to the Shungite Radio Show, produced by Cosmic Reality Radio. Thank you for being here. Be safe.